Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amir. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'm calling about a charge that you all applied to my charge account, and I did not authorize this.
Alrighty, I'd be more than happy to assist. One brief moment. That first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please. Just say it for me.
My first name is Ann, A-N-N-E.
No, you don't have to spell anything. Just say it for me.
Okay, Ann Brooke Miller,
mm-hmm.
366 Elder Vista Drive, Webster, Texas, 77598.
Alrighty, thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am, reviewing the account, I do understand that was a tactical bet that was purchased on the 26th of February for the shipping and handling charge of $7.95. Do you recall making that purchase for the tactical bet?
That I did.
Yes, ma'am. So 24 to 48 hours prior to that order, you had to cancel the account or the subscription charge would apply to the account for the $56.95, and it would issue out to your... Yes, ma'am.
No, I never agreed to.
Yes, ma'am.
I never agreed to anything, and I want this taken off my charge account.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That's why I'm explaining the account for you. I do appreciate your patience. So that $125 value gift card was sent to the email due to the fact that the account wasn't canceled. It was a pre-authorized agreement that was presented before the completion of the transaction.
Wait. I have a question. You keep going on and on. Where is this pre-authorized agreement?
Terms, conditions.
Where was it in terms and conditions? I never saw any of that.
I can provide you the website if you would like to pursue.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you something. My credit card is going to cancel this order and not pay it. So you need to cancel whatever you've done and not charge me for anything.
Right, so I did see that charge did successfully go through. It's just pending to let you know that charge was paid. Now, I do understand that you wish not to continue, so I can most definitely go ahead and cancel that account for you. By your credit card not paying it, did you dispute that transaction?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you dispute the transaction with your bank?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty, so with you disputing that transaction, we do need your bank to give us a call to express that they are dropping that dispute, and we'll go ahead and reverse that charge for you.
Why does my bank have to call you? Why are you not
to express that they are dropping the dispute, ma'am?
Oh, my God. You guys are a fraudulent company, so...
I do
yes,
understand that we
will.
Sent out the product, and there's no fraud on the
okay,
account.
Okay,
where I do
is
apologize.
The product? I haven't received any kind of anything from y'all.
I do see that we have the tracking number showing that the product is delivered.
Oh, really? I never received anything.
Okay.
So there you go, fraudulent again. I never received anything, not through the mail, not through UPS, not FedEx, nothing.
Yes, ma'am. So once again, the account is canceled, and for the refund, we do need your credit card company to give us a call to express that they dropped the dispute, so we can go ahead and refund the charge.
Thank you. Do I have to ask for someone special, or do they just connect with whoever?
We all have
the same order. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Would you like your cancellation number?